A Boundless Reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and good Thursday morning. Little cloud cover, so I guess the sun is hiding from us today, but we'll still function and do our thing. Roll out. So I hope that everyone's week has been well. I know last night was kind of not a big turnout at church. There was a few. We had, I think, maybe 30, 40 people, but had a good time. Had spaghetti and some devotion and just fellowship. But yeah, it was good to see everyone. I know I always have a good conversation with some of the older ladies there, just listening to them talk. You know, I'm often reminded of when you consider to actually spend some time with those who have endured in the faith for a while and hear their stories and hear how God worked in their lives. It's always encouraging. And to some degree, I would also say that it puts you in your place whenever you might think that you have it bad. I've often looked back and reminisced about some of the ways in which these older people in our church have been impacted by events in their life and things that they went through. And time again, they would always be brought back to how God brought them through that event or struggle or, say, you know, hard dealing of just, again, the struggles that kind of come our way. But it's very encouraging to be a part of that and see how God works in other people's lives and just how you can gain from that. Got a full day today. My coffee went down the wrong pipe. And so we'll be kind of journeying on and some work and all and getting some things done. You know, I guess just kind of something that's on my mind here recently, just basically like hot off the press. We've endeavored in trying to be a part of some kids' lives here in our neighborhood. And, you know, it's been challenging because there's just a different outlook on how things are done. And I desire that our life, you know, in all areas, we would say that we want to represent and be reflective of Christ and his love and, you know, how that looks and is displayed, of course. And there are lots of challenges whenever you're trying to be a witness to this world, because those that you are trying to share the gospel with, sometimes it can be challenging just in the day-to-day interaction. So be in prayer for those kids and our witness to the ones here in this neighborhood, that we be an effective witness, but also be responsible with what God has blessed us with. So kind of a multifaceted teaching moment for both sides. but just kind of got some things on the mind with that. And then, you know, I guess in some ways too, you know, you just think about life in general and how, again, our day-to-day interactions be pointing others to Christ. I thought about that the other day, especially, like, you know, many times when I'm driving, I can get frustrated because of other people. So I have to be reminded of that just to be calm in the moment. So, yeah. But, and I think this is also somewhat, to some degree, I feel that as we've been studying through 1 Corinthians, that there is some emphasis on where we land in the direction of Scripture and how God basically points us to a right place. So we're going to pick back up 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag, and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away. When I was a child, I used to speak like a child, think like a child, reason like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know fully, just as I also have been fully known. But now faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. You know, the world does give some definition as to what love means and how we share that in between ourselves, however that may come across with our relationships. And there are a lot of times that people even have some thought process as far as what they believe love should be like. And I feel that, you know, as we've kind of worked through 1 Corinthians specifically with what is being addressed in the church, there are many things that people seek out instead of acts of love. And I would probably even imagine that just in relationships sometimes there are other things that people seek out instead of displaying love. And so as we consider how Paul is, again, breaking all this down for us, the bigger question lies is, do I have love in the ways in which I act and serve? Is there love in my heart in the consideration of what I am doing, whatever it may be, my ways in which I am serving? Am I completely grounded in the truth that love is what is the driving motivation behind what I do? And what I mean by that is that when we look at our life and reflect upon the way in which we serve the Lord, when we are as an obedient follower of Christ, why is it that we do the things that we do? Is it more so out of obligation, or is it out of a heart of love? And I think that as we are, again, realigned with this mentality that is basically fundamental for us to hold to as we grow in our walk and our faith and have this time that we develop with not only our relationship with God, but our relationship with others. So if we have this love in our heart for God, if we have this love in our heart for others, I think it puts within us a different motive instead of some type of selfish gain or even a desire that maybe is lacking or sometimes even unfulfilled. Meaning that there can be seasons of our life that we go through and there can be things in which we face maybe even daily that appear before us and we question why it is that we're involved in the actions in which we think are important or why it is that we get involved in these regular occurrences. And then sometimes frustration can come in and basically bring us to a point to where we become either frustrated, aggravated, time to basically call it quits. And so I feel for the believer, if there has been that moment in our life to where we truly have experienced salvation through Christ and we've experienced the greatest love that's ever been, again, revealed to mankind, then there is a change that comes within us and brings out this deeper desire, which the Spirit of God is working, brewing within us. And so therefore, it basically represents all these things that we just read in 1 Corinthians 13, patient, kind, above all these things. And so we see the persistence that love overcomes all these other difficulties that we may face as we're doing this act of obedience. And in some ways you would say, I think that there is a misrepresentation whenever we consider this whole thing of obedience unto God. And I think I've even said it before of how it's been dirtied with the word submission and submissive and being a servant. But as you can imagine, that we've received the greatest gift that has ever been presented, because of what salvation means and what Christ has accomplished again on our behalf. So therefore, we fall in love with that. We fall in love with the idea, with the way in which Christ devoted himself for us and gave fully without any reservation. And so we start to be, again, in some ways, this starts to put our mentality, our deep understanding of why it is that we're here on this earth and why it is that we function again every day. And so it's not just the job, it's not just the relationships with our spouse, our kids, our family members. It's something that's so much deeper. And as we start to grow in our faith, I think that love starts to represent more and more. It just, again, the working power of the Spirit of God moving within our inner being and just developing us from the inside out. And so therefore it takes over, and we love that. And we not only do we love that way and how God has orchestrated this great work, but we also just get consumed by this love. And so therefore we desire to share that with other people around us, because it is the greatest love. God's love and his love for us is probably one of the best things. It is the best things that man could ever be a part of. So as we consider what God's love has accomplished and how much he cares for us, again, it presses into the soul to see the truth of how we love one another and what is the significance of this great way in which God has worked again in our lives. It's not the way the world defines it. Love is not in February 14th. It's so much more. And so as we take this truth and apply it to our life, may we show and reveal the love of God daily in our walk. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.